Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Florida's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions on businesses. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' decision means establishments like restaurants can fill all their seats. DeSantis says businesses know what they're doing.
The idea that government dictating this is better than them making these decisions so that their customers have confidence, I think is misplaced.
Well, his announcement's likely to renew protests from many residents concerned they won't be able to safely distance from others at a time when the outbreak is far from over. Today, Florida added more than 2,800 confirmed cases to its statewide tally. Since March, roughly 700,000 people in Florida have been infected and thousands have died. Virginia's Ralph Northam is the second governor this week to announce a positive test result for coronavirus. The Democrat confirms that he and his wife, Pam, are infected. NPR Sarah McCammon has more from Virginia Beach.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is a Democrat and a physician. He's regularly appeared at press conferences wearing a mask and has mandated wearing masks indoors in public. In a statement, Northam says he and his wife Pam received positive coronavirus tests after a staff member developed symptoms and tested positive. The statement says Northam is showing no signs of illness, while his wife is said to be exhibiting mild symptoms. The Northams are isolating at home and working with health officials to trace their close contacts. On Wednesday, Missouri Governor Mike Parson, a Republican who's been inconsistent about wearing masks in public and has not issued a mask mandate, announced that he and his wife also tested positive and were doing well. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
A federal judge in California is ordering the Trump administration to extend the 2020 U.S. Census headcount nationwide through the end of October. And Pierce Hanzi Lo Wong says an appeal is expected.
The Trump administration has been preparing to appeal. Its attorneys say the first set of census results have to be delivered to President Trump as federal law requires by year's end. But in a court order, U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh notes past census results have been delivered sometimes after legal deadlines. Kristen Clark of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law represented some of the groups that sued.
At the end of the day, there is the constitutional requirement, and that requirement obligates us to do all that we can to achieve a full and fair count of every person in the country, period.
The census count of the country's residents determines how many seats in Congress each state gets for the next decade. Hanzi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 111 points at 26,927. The Nasdaq is up 1.2% or 135 points, and the S&P's also climbed more than 0.5% since the open. You're listening to NPR News. At least four countries in the European Union that are led by governments with hardline stance on immigration are criticizing an EU migration pact to be discussed at a summit next week. Joanne Kakissis reports that the EU has struggled to draft a migration policy that satisfies human rights and nationalists.
The leaders of Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia told reporters that the EU's new migration plan is unacceptable. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has repeatedly called migrants invaders, explained why.
There is no breakthrough. Breakthrough would mean nobody can step on the ground of European Union without having the permission to do so.
The EU's plan obliges member states to host refugees or finance deportations in exchange for EU funding. Brussels has struggled to draft a migration policy since 2015, when more than 1 million migrants arrived, causing a crisis. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
An attack near the former offices of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo is now being investigated as an act of terrorism in Paris. Today, French police say at least two people were stabbed. Two suspects have been arrested. The former Charlie Hebdo offices were the site of an Islamist extremist attack in 2015. 12 people were killed. U.S. stocks higher this hour, S&P climbing 23 points, the Dow is up 120 since the open, and the Nasdaq is up 140 points. You're listening to NPR News.